you've explored many different attentional strategies and different skillful means in our practice. Sometimes I find it's helpful to think of attention like light. You can take light and through a magnifying glass, you can focus the light in a way that it can burn a hole through a leaf. Or you can simply stand in the open light in this, and feel the spaciousness of it. An analogy I find helpful is to think of meditation and different aspects of meditation. We can think of them in terms of focus, of flow, and letting go. The focus or concentration is a gathering of your attention. There is a willful quality of calling yourself back again, here, again and again, with a quality of calming, a quality of re-arriving. As you become more present and centered and relaxed and aware, there is a natural awareness of both foreground and background. With your anchor in the foreground, the natural expansion of awareness to sense everything that is moving and shifting and changing. From here, you can identify what is arising, what is sustained, and what is falling away. The vibrancy and detail of sensation, the play of thoughts, and the narrative, the play of emotion, this matrix of thought and feeling, and even different states change from this place of self-observation. And we've explored as well this capacity to drop technique, to simply relax in awareness itself. In any moment, there is this spectrum of attention. I'll be offering some spacious guidance, exploring these different ways of paying attention. And you might begin by calling your attention to the breath, drawing the awareness to this felt sense of here and now. Selecting an anchor that might be a helpful portal to establish yourself here. Exploring this quality of both deeply relaxing and opening into the intimacy and the vibrancy of what is here in this realm of the senses. You may notice how when you wake up out of a thought form, the mind far away, that there is a natural resettling and a re-arriving. In that recognition of the mind far away, there can be a re-softening. Perhaps sometimes even a flood of new sensation to revisit the movement of the breath on the inside. The aliveness of sound. And this feeling tone in the body, this presence of pulse, tingling, warmth, coolness. And a more intimate awareness of the flow or the stream. This matrix of sensation, of thought, of mood and emotion. Noticing the fluctuations, the arising and falling away of form. And sensing who you are as the observer. This capacity to observe free of judgment. Allowing and spacious. from time to time you might inquire, releasing of all technique. Releasing any attempt to manipulate or control what is here. To relax, to allow. To rest in presence. To sense who you are as the space in which everything and anything arises and falls away. Effortless, at the same time awake. At any time, you can invite your attention back to your anchor, to open awareness to the aliveness of the senses. To re-relax and sense how intimately you can awaken to the aliveness of here. Allowing your awareness to open to sense and embrace all that is present and changing. Opening and allowing. Sensing who you are as the sky. Infinite space. The natural flow of things. from time to time, it can be helpful to re-arrive, to again open to the aliveness and vibrancy of here and now. What is happening right now? Can you be with this? To again sense the flow of things, this ongoing, rolling play of phenomena. And sensing this capacity to witness, to observe all that is changing. To inquire into what it means to let this be. in these remaining 5 minutes or so. You might explore letting go of the practices of doing. And inquiring into the practices of being. You might sense the sounds. Sensing a quality of the effortlessness of listening. In your own way, sensing the space in which sounds arise, are sustained, and fall away. Sensing the silence behind the sounds.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.